This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, it's that time of the week again. Advanced medicine to kick it off in, I guess we'd say an advanced kind of style. I think about Dr. Batar, all the things we've done over the years, and Super Don has acknowledged this in radio. How do we classify what we do, right, on radio? Because it's not just, hey, old lady, little old ladies, nothing against little old ladies calling, hey, Dr. Batar, what do I do for my hangnail? I mean, we certainly answer questions like that, but I think it's about, just like advanced medicine, about principle. It's teaching principles, principles that we live by or attempt to live by and hope others can do the same or better.
Absolutely, Robert. The principles are what hold us in good stead. We, you know, whenever I'm working with my son, for example, with his math class, since I homeschool him, I try not to teach him things that are repetitive or things that he has to memorize. I try to teach him the concepts. I try to teach him how to think, how to approach the problem. Because once you, it's almost like the principle of giving a person a fish versus teaching them to fish.
Mm-hmm.
So these principles allow us to be able to, when put in a situation where we're not certain of which direction to go, the principle will allow us to find the right path, as opposed to if we just memorize, do this, don't do this. You know, principles are always more sound as far as from an educational perspective, and they're also more sustainable. You don't have to rely on your memory. And as far as I'm concerned, when you learn something, when you people go to school and like microbiology, for example, right, or pathology, for example, the vast majority of that is all memorization. And in reality, yes, you need to know some fundamentals, but in reality, once you're in clinical practice, if you need to look something up, you're just going to go to a book, or you're going to call the pathologist, or you're going to do a search for it. You're not going to sit there and try to rack your memory for what that one thing that you were told to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
So memorization as opposed to learning principles is always the better way of learning.
Well, and even principles in investigation. We had last week on a mom of a now 18-year-old, her son. They don't vaccinate after two of the children were injured early, and now he's 18. And he was on a Reddit bulletin board and started saying, hey, I'm 18 now. I want to get vaccinated. I can't believe I'm alive. My parents didn't want me to get vaccinated. And this became an international sensation news story because, you know, now, hey, we can divide families and their children by saying, kids, if you want to get vaccinated, mom and dad don't want, it's cool, come out and do it. So I had the mom on. And she said, you know, I asked her about it. I said, you know, he was curious and he was investigating the vaccine issue. And I thought, you know what? This is an opportunity to relay to parents everywhere that the moment they show an interest in something, don't just pass it off as like, oh, honey, that's really cool, and just carry on. Get in there with them. Get down into the research and as you talk about the principles behind what they're learning so that when they become 18, they're not only knowledgeable, but they understand why they know what they know, as opposed to now this 18-year-old going, oh, well, the authorities at AAP say vaccines are good and my mom is wrong, you know, and this is what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, and this is probably more a behavioral issue. The kids, you know, trying to posture. I'll give you an example. With Avi, I think I mentioned this on a radio show probably a couple months ago. Last year, his freshman year in university, he was part of a group that was assigned to debate the pro-vaccine stance. And then there was a group that was assigned to debate the anti-vaccine stance. And it was interesting that he was on the pro-vaccine stance, and he said he was able to give a lot of insight from the other side that people didn't even know. Even the opposite side, they were trying to figure out if there was a way that Avi could get on the opposite side, you know, to debate that issue. But, of course, you really want to get good at debate, is mm-hmm. to take the opposing view and then stand up for that view and support the view that you don't agree with, because that really teaches you the skills of how to
exactly.
debate, how to
yeah.
look at. So he actually did a great job, and he said that what he found the most fascinating was the lack of information that people had. And, you know, this brings up a really interesting point, too, with the attacks that a lot of people have had. So I find this process, and Robert, I don't want to go off track because I know that you wanted to probably talk about this mom, but I have found that the process of this linear, sequential, logical type of thought, the process that a person goes through, from an observational standpoint, it divulges a lot about that individual. And this comes back to that stupid versus ignorance component.
Yes.
So I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-stupid. Then Rahan's thing, I'm not anti-stupid, I'm just anti-vaccine. And I just find that to be one of the funniest things. But when you start to look at this, and people, some people took that as, mostly people that I know, friends of mine and you know, people close to me, they were like, this is politically not correct, you shouldn't be talking like this. So, of course, I have to straighten them out. First of all, I've never been politically correct, so it's ridiculous to even think I'm going to be politically correct. But the second right. thing is, this is purely an observational scientific component, the way I said it. I'm not trying to denounce anybody. I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm just trying to establish a very simple, politically correct or incorrect, I don't care, but a very simple equation to define how intelligence works, okay? And this is, I've actually got the mathematical formula. I've already done it. I've already derived it. I haven't decided how I'm going to release it. But the difference between ignorance and stupidity is that ignorance is curable. With knowledge, a person becomes aware and they go through that evolutionary process that they now learn. They understand. Whereas stupidity, they simply, no matter how much information you throw at them, they cannot process that information to get to that place of knowledge. So they have either a lack of capacity to process that information, or they merely refuse to look at any other component. So the variable X, you can substitute ignorance or stupidity. Stupidity is where it's equal to zero. Ignorance is anything greater than the value of zero, which means that then times the education into the whole equation. I'll send it to you, but I'm going to release this. It's a beautiful formula. I've had a couple of my friends that are mathematicians look at it, and they said that's genius. Rahan was going to put a little thing with Einstein's picture in the back, but when you look at it, you're going to laugh, but all aspects are addressed in this equation. And so I'm not trying to belittle anybody, but there's definitely a difference between stupidity and ignorance. And you will notice that the people that are making the stance, mm-hmm. if they have the ability to process it cognitively, then the only reason that they would do this is because they have an agenda, because nobody can be that stupid. I mean, I can understand a person that doesn't have the raw cognitive ability to process it. I get that. But ignorance is not an excuse. Ignorance can be cured. People that understand this, and we've had many people that said, like William Thompson and some of these other people that have come out there and said, you know, they were against it from the get-go, but they were in conflict with themselves. But the point being that once a person processes this information, there's only one logical conclusion that a reasonable individual with a reasonable intellect can reach.
Yeah, and that's the uncomfortable place for those that when they reach that and they got to decide, oh my gosh, now everything that I thought was true is not true. And I got to decide what I'm going to do with that information, right? Because you're going to be ostracized by your peers. You might even lose your license in certain circumstances. So do you go forward in cognitive dissonance aided by a pharmaceutical, psychiatric drug or otherwise? Or do you stand up in defense of scientific integrity and the defense of your patients, for instance? And, you know, this brings up the first story that Super Don sent out to us tonight. It's in the notes at robertscottbell.com, a doctor's dilemma to see or not to see unvaccinated kids. And I'm saying, what kind of dilemma is that? I mean, is this one of the things you get out of med school and they go, listen, we just want you to know that if you're going into pediatrics and if an unvaccinated kid comes or a kid that's not vaccinated comes in, you should not see them. You should dismiss. I mean, where does this come from?
This is absurd. It's the height of absurdity because, first of all, whatever the political doctrine is or whatever the prevailing laws are at that time, nobody took an oath to a medical board or to the FDA or to the government. The oath that's taken, which is, you know, it's not really an oath that anybody actually takes, but the Hippocratic Oath is actually to take care of the individual patient. And you've seen my prayer for a physician, Maimonides, the saying from Maimonides that's actually at the entrance of our clinic, and that's the thing that I carried with me for the first 20 years. after I graduated from medical school. It's that intention of taking care of the individual. So when you said the dilemma, the only dilemma that you've got is, am I going to sell my soul to the devil and do what the prevailing hierarchy is telling me to do? Or do I do what the truth, what I know, which based upon my knowledge base, is the only logical thing to do is to wait for the immune system to develop and then to introduce this stuff without any preservatives, without any toxins, without any poisons, and do it in a way that the body can handle it? Is that what's the right thing to do? Or do I just start injecting these kids? And if the parents say that, no, I don't want to have my child injected right now, then I'm just going to refuse to see them. There's a dilemma here. This is a fiduciary ethical responsibility that every doctor has, is to take care of the patient. And the only debate here is that, you know, at what point do you sell your soul?
Right.
That's my own question.
Well said. And I think about this. So at what point did being a doctor become only about vaccination? Right. At what point did being a pediatrician become only about, you know, vaccinate you? When you come out, this is really it. And if they don't comply, you should just not see them. You should just fire them from your practice. Now, our argument is if a doctor plays that game, you don't want to be seeing that doctor. They're too ignorant to take care of you, or worse, in a way that could actually be beneficial to you.
You're exactly right, Robert. That was a beautiful summary, because that's exactly it. If they're not wanting to see you, thank the stars. Say a prayer of gratitude, because that is God protecting you from the wrong doctor.
Right. And folks, I'll add this. Our friend Sherry Tenpenny once said this about, why is it that we have to, in order for children to survive childhood, see an allopathic medical doctor at all, unless there's an urgent reason for it? Why not see a doctor of chiropractic or a naturopath or a homeopath? I mean, what is it about that? Was that programmed into our brains, or was that there from the time of Adam and Eve or prior?
Yeah, it's again that programming and the type of programming that we all undergo, and you know the way that doctors are put up on this pedestal, and that nobody should argue with them, and then of course then you brainwash the doctors, and then you start feeding them information, and if anybody steps out of line, you prod them with an electric cattle prod, and then you beat them, and then you know, and so it's that same mentality. What's interesting to me is that these people that come out and start attacking. I've made a couple of posts. I've been attacked. And is this the same Dr. Bouchard that killed four cancer patients? You know, that you've been brought up sued for fraud and you've lost your license. You're not allowed to see patients. Like, where do people get this horseshit from? My response was, do you know how to read? Why don't you go read the Act of Faith? And then people defend you. They'll tell other people come and they'll start attacking those people. It's just absurd.
Right. All right, stand by. Inflammation in middle age linked to what? Cognitive decline? How could that be? Another angle on the inflammatory story coming up with Dr. Bittar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, each and every week at this time for a lot of years now, we've been doing advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Archives are available in so many places, including advancedmedicine.com now. And we've got our big upcoming event, the Advanced Medicine Conference. And there's a big banner linked up in the show notes. Just scroll down, as well as the upcoming events tab. And there's a discount code for those of you who take advantage early that want to be there with us in Pasadena, L.A., California, Memorial Day weekend. And Dr. Bittar, if you want to add to that, we can continue, or we can continue talking about the insanity of, you know, doctors, pediatricians going, you know what, it's vaccines or nothing. You can't come here unless you're vaccinated.
Well, yeah, I think this is something that's a major issue. By the way, Robert, I don't know whether I dropped out or not, but it seems like the connection had dropped out. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, so far so good. Eric will monitor the feed, but yeah, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. So the question, could you repeat the question for me again?
Well, it was related to, you know, just an ongoing discussion of the physicians out there that are willing to say, you know what, I am not going to see you and your family because you're not following the CDC schedule from the ACIP to the letter or at all or anything in between. And it's like, again, the question is, when did modern medicine and becoming a doctor and being a physician become all about vaccines and nothing else? I mean, that's seemingly what you would believe at this point. If you're a doctor, that's it. Your litmus is, do you believe in vaccines like it's a religious belief or not? And then we'll let you know if you can keep going.
Yeah, it literally has become one of those type of situations where it is a religion. And if you don't believe in the religion, and if you don't follow it lock, stock, and barrel the way that they want you to follow it, then you will be ostracized, tied to the stake, and burned at the stake because you have chosen to become a heretic. And that's a sad place because we're talking about science. We're not talking about the Middle Ages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's being treated that way. So there's a problem here, and we as a society have to start to understand that problem. And I think that's what's happening. I think that's why this struggle is taking place, because as a society, a lot of us are starting to understand that in all aspects. You know, there's certain people in the government, there's certain people in the in big pharma. There are people even within that industry that understand this issue. There are people at the CDC, we've already talked about, that really understand this issue, and they're appalled. They didn't even know that there were doctors addressing the heavy metal issue. You know, we've got the toxicology division and the infectious disease division. Nobody talks about the toxicology division. So there are pockets of people everywhere, and more people are becoming aware, and I'm very grateful for that portion.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, when you look at the economic imperative to vaccinate. If you're a physician, for instance, in a physician's group or tied to a hospital setting or a public health department, there are quotas involved. You have to get above a certain percent, and it's well above 90%. Full-on participation, if you will, uptake of the vaccines. If not, you will miss out on major bonuses. There's money tied to this. Is that, again, medicine, money? We know it's an economic imperative. You got to see patients, but my gosh, they will dismiss patients because you're going to bring us one percentage point under what we need to hit in order to get our bonus. That's another factual matter here that's not being brought up, and where is that in the Hippocratic Oath?
Well, that's another good point because, you know, these are all the different aspects that we have to now not only become aware of and recognize, which is happening, but now also address it on a, you know, dare I say, on a regional or state level or federal level. If we start addressing this on a local level and then people on the local level, which I think is happening, that's communities that are being developed, not local necessarily like in a certain city or a certain town, but local in the, you know, whether these virtual local communities like on Facebook or whatever else the case may be, and people are becoming more empowered by being associated with kindred spirits. I think the change is happening, Robert. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's consciousness shifting. We recognize that not everybody gets it from the language, the use of consciousness in that way, but I think a lot in our audience do. We talk about energy, vibration, senses as such that are beyond what they're trying to induce in us, which is a lower level emotion known as fear, that is so overwhelming that it crowds out consciousness. It crowds out a connection to the source of all sources, our connection to our Creator, that would give us solace and peace about these issues, making decisions not based on fear or even economics and money primarily, but on the genuine health of an innocent child who does not need to be injected with toxic poisons you would not put in their baby bottle. But that's the kind of common sense we talk here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You won't find it anywhere else, many other places in broadcast media, certainly not in the mainstream media. But we'll keep at it. Dr. Bittar is here, Advanced Medicine. We've got a couple of more big segments to go, including a pretty profound question of the day on a subject we haven't hit, talked about much, and a little bit more on inflammation and maybe a diabetes Alzheimer's link. So stick around. Lots more coming up.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says America stands with freedom-loving Venezuelans.
The people of Venezuela are standing for freedom and democracy, and the United States of America is standing right by their side.
The president also talks about the evils of socialism.
They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine.
A large part of the country is dealing with a big winter storm. Areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will see upwards of 4 inches of snow, but some localized areas could see up to a foot. That storm also dropped a few inches of snow in Las Vegas. And the markets were closed on this President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. You know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got it going on. Advanced Medicine. We got the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up. There's a webinar coming up February 28th. For those of you listening live, you can sign up. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They'll take you out to Advanced Medicine. There's the IADFW we talk about from time to time. Also, AskDrBatard.com. Great site. Videos up there. Politically incorrect, but factually correct regarding a lot of these things surrounding the vaccine paradigm, if you will, if I can call it a paradigm, but certainly it's a cult in this regard. Now, Dr. Pritchard, do you want to touch on anything before I hit our first question of the day today?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, let's launch at this point.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And, here comes Declan. Is it Declan or Declan, Super Don? I can never remember.
I would say Declan.
Declan. I want to say Declan. It's not. Well, no, Declan. No, don't. Not the clan. No, this is nothing to do with the clan. The guy's name is Declan. D-E-C-L-A-N, right? I've been quite ill for the past year, he says. I've had many different gut issues, but no solid diagnoses. I wonder about the stool, if it's solid or not. He didn't mention, but he said, I had one red herring of a mycobacterium appear in a culture a few months back. Upon further investigation via bronchoscopy, he's writing, we failed to find the same result. Okay, they were doing it in the lungs. I've been told from a friend that given my symptoms, intestinal tuberculosis could be a possibility. Rare but not unheard of. Symptoms match up, but along with the previous mycobacterium culture, could be a bit too coincidental to forget. How could I go about treating this if this really was my issue? Declan. Okay, Declan. Dr. Pitar, I've got some ideas here, but I'm certainly open to what you're thinking.
Robert, this comes back to a very, you know, why don't you take this one first? Because I think my answer is going to be a little bit on a different,
sure.
different perspective. So you go ahead and do your thing, and then let me, then I'll do my thing.
All right. So first, Declan, remember, and I've told this story over the years, my mentor in homeopathic medicine, who I studied with for over 10 years, had to overcome deadly tuberculosis in the 1950s, 1960s, given up for dead by the doctors and the homeopaths. And what he did was to address the entire terrain of his body. And there was a lot of intestinal discord, absolutely, as you mentioned in your question. Now, of course, he did it homeopathically. He switched his food to organic, cleaned up his act, and, yes, he was able to overcome TB. Now, whatever form they're giving you as a potential here, the mycobacterium, we can be more aggressive, if I can call it that, in terms of if there's lung issues, we can nebulize silver into the lungs and other things. But it always comes back to the things that Dr. Pitar talks about and probably will in a moment about the different toxicities. We're not going to necessarily change everything just because they give you that diagnosis. In fact, it might be doubly or triply important because TB is a disease of abject poverty in most cases. So that means great deficiencies are a big part of this.
That's very, very true, Robert. And everything you said, it's a true statement. I think that the other portion that the reason I said that I wanted to kind of, the reason I wanted to kind of say something a little bit differently, it's very important to understand that we tend to, as human beings, complicate issues. We tend to create more complexity in situations that don't require that complexity. And whether it is TB or whether it's mycoplasma, or whether it's something else, it's something very rare or something very common, you know, we need to stop worrying about the things that really don't matter, because the issue is there's something going on with the gut. So let's look at it from a functional standpoint. You can get into 10 different causations and the result will be the same. And it could be, for example, if there's a reaction to the body has of inflammation, it's that inflammatory cascade that can cause a problem, whether the bug that caused the inflammation was a rare bug or it's a commonly acquired bug, or it's something that's not even a bug. It's something else that caused the inflammation. It's the inflammatory cascade that's been caused the problem. So if we look at oxidative stress as a commonality, and we start looking at these seven toxicities, you know, you've got heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, and the opportunistics, et cetera, this particular question is asking about the type of opportunistic. And you very appropriately said that there's other aspects to this, like the other toxicities we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this really brings home our excellent point that I just experienced this with a person. And if you'll allow me and indulge me, I would like to tell the story because I think it becomes extremely, extremely important for people to realize the power of what we're talking about. Because we're about to take the head map, and it's not going to be available for free for everybody at this point now. We're about to change that probably in another few weeks. And the reason is that I've realized something, that the power of this tool, the head map, because it's free, people have not put a value to it, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a story that just happened. Clinical psychologist about to be brought to me from Vancouver, who has had problems with her health for over 6 years, multiple doctors, and is now getting ready to be brought to me, happens to be the wife of a very good friend of mine. I'm good friends with her. And instead of them coming out, I said, listen, just do the head map. She does the head map, starts in the protocol. 30 days later, she's in a state of panic. She wants to know, what am I supposed to do now? Should I be getting the same products with the same protocols? Should I be getting different protocols? You know, am I supposed to take the head map? What am I supposed to do? Very pressured. So to calm down, get on a call with her, to calm down. First things first, how do you feel? oh, my God, I feel so much better. That's one reason I'm anxious now, because I don't want to lose the progress I've made and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, it's been 6 months. Tremendously better. All her issues, all her concerns, everything has been resolved. Her father had a heart attack. He's had a heart attack before. She wants to get her father going on the AHEAD map. They do the AHEAD map. I review it. First thing I see on the AHEAD map, heart score is like the fifth highest. Okay, it's not the top first, second, third, fourth, fifth. I mean, it was actually very slow. So I just, right off the bat, without looking at anything, I said, you know, your dad didn't fill this out right, and he obviously didn't take it seriously. Garbage in, garbage out. She's saying, well, I think he really did. I stressed to him the importance of doing this the right way, but, you know, I can have him do it again. And as she's talking, I'm looking at the head map again, and I realize his number one highest score is his energy. His second highest score is his adrenal. And then I start looking at the pattern, and I said, how much chest pain does he have? She says he doesn't have any chest pain, but he has a lot of shortness of breath on exertion. And then it started hitting me. It's not the heart that's the issue in this particular guy. He's been diagnosed with, he had a heart attack, but that's because his circulatory system, the pump is running dry. The heart, the pump is running dry because it's not getting enough blood. And so he's having ischemia, which is causing him to have low energy. His adrenals are shot because he's scared, you know, beyond his wits. And the heart itself is actually okay. It's all the occlusion. Now, the head map had picked up on that, and it took me a second to look at the head map rather than, you know, I just made an assumption based upon what the patient history that I've gotten, the abbreviated history. I look at the head map, and I'm like, oh, he just didn't fill it in right. He did fill it in right. The head map picked up that subtle component, diagnosed with a heart attack, but it wasn't actually the heart issue. It's actually a circulatory issue that's impeding the function of the heart due to a lack of circulation. Now, when this person, Declan, asked the question, immediately came to my head again. If a person does the head map, it's a tool that allows an individual to be able to get the information that they need. Mm-hmm. Now, we're still going to actually allow the head map to be free for a certain subsegment of people, but we're going to take it for everybody that's heard about it up to this point. They'll always have it free. We're never going to charge for it. But I have now just made the decision that we're going to back up and we're going to actually reassess, because this tool, and there's over 20,000 people that are using the head map. So don't get me wrong, there's people that are using it, but the power of the protocols and the power of the information it gives us, it escapes individuals, perhaps because they see it as free, so they don't put a value on it. So definitely, if I were you, I would take the head map, see where it zeroes in, and start taking, follow the suggested protocols. You don't have to do it from us. You can go out and get it yourself. I mean, we've got specific things that are already designed for what we find the scores to be. So we already have worked out all those details. Then you're welcome to do it on your own. But the head map tool will at least tell you where the issue lies. And then from there, you can monitor your progress, and you can also evaluate the efficacy of the treatment that you're taking. So, you know, I'm just letting the world know that there's a tool out there for you to use. Don't get so enamored with all the fine nuances of which bacteria cause it and what the problem is and how to look at it from a general 30,000-foot elevation viewpoint. Approach it, figure out what's happening functionally, help improve the function. And more often than not, I would say 85 to 90% of the time, well, statistically, we know it's 92.56% of the time, within 6 days, people have improvements when they follow the protocol that's suggested by the AHEAD map.
Yeah. I had experience last week. We covered briefly a question about myasthenia gravis and, of course, went right to the heart of critical deficiencies. And in follow-up, this woman who had asked that question was just so ticked off at me. I'm going to say it. She was laying into me. How dare you answer it that way? It was embarrassing. I'm like, what? You know, I was like, did I charge you something? I didn't charge her a thing. I mean, obviously, it was a radio question, so I didn't even list her name. But, you know, it's like the complexity with which she was expecting and wanting. And I could go back and go through more complexity, and I might do it just because if she had a problem with it, there are probably others that would want that. But the idea of focusing on the complexity is where we've gone wrong. It's like they wanted a real in-depth medical pathway explanation. Here I was going, you know what, this is a pathway out. This has worked before time and again. And you know, but no, I want the complex examples. I want this. I want, okay. So everybody wants it wrapped in a different bow. And sometimes because they're so focused on the wrapper, they don't ever get to what they can actually do now. And I think what this AHEAD map is doing is empowering people. It's simplifying this. It's bringing you to a place where most doctors, because they don't do advanced medicine, with all of their knowledge, they can't get you there. In fact, they're going the wrong direction with the information, and they think it's a drug deficiency as opposed to what we know it is.
And we know that the body wasn't born with that deficiency of whatever that drug is or whatever that substance is people are telling you that you may need. And the beautiful thing here is that nature inherently is simple. You know, when we look at the way nature works, the universal answers are always simple. We don't realize how simple they are. And of course, you can look at the intricacies of everything and make it as complicated as you want. And like the genome project is a perfect example. I'm thinking that we're going to map out the genome and now we're going to figure out the disease, every disease, that we're going to cure every disease because a gene is going to define your disease. The fundamental first, like grade school level genetics, there's already a fallacy that even a grade school kid would pick it up. Because if a gene is going to define a disease, and you have 20,000 proteins in the body, 20,000 genes in the body, and 100,000 proteins in the body, then how can a gene define a disease if a gene defines a protein that's five times as many proteins?
Right.
It's already an inherent flaw in that system. So
another mathematical equation. And unfortunately, many of these doctors have failed that equation. We're going to try and make it simple even more so after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, Healing Principles, always on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do advanced medicine with Dr. Batar each and every week at this time. Links are up in the show notes to everything we're doing, including upcoming events, big ones. And the end of this month, if you're listening live, February of 2019, we've got the Autism Defined Facts on Autism launch. It's a webinar, free, and it's open to everybody, but you got to sign up to get in before it gets too many people. It's going to fill up. February 28th, we have links in the upcoming events tab. Also in the show notes, if you scroll down at robertscottbell.com, we got the big advanced medicine conference. Dr. Batar, of course, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree, and others. Ty Bolger will present, Nia Peoples. That's going to be amazing, and that's Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, L.A., California. And we've got discount codes, but you got to get in there. They're going to expire soon, too. We want to get you plugged in as soon as possible. And with that, you know, the principles in healing. We don't get caught up in the weeds of, you know, it's not that we didn't, how would we say, we just ignore things like mycobacteria, like with that last question. But they can often be a distraction, much like the measurements that doctors will say, hey, let me test the levels of a virus in your body. And then people freak out when we're on a holistic protocol that is neutralizing, let's say, viral replication cycles. And suddenly they get a viral load test and it goes sky high. And you ask them, as Dr. Batar mentioned earlier, how you feeling? I feel great. Why are you freaking out? Well, my doctor told me I should be freaking out because the numbers are going up. But you feel great. Yeah, I feel better than ever. Well, could it be that we're dealing with a debris field that is not clearing the body fast enough? Because the starting point of all this was the congestion of your excretory pathways, liver, kidney, colon, lymph, all of that stuff. And so that's not being discussed much in the medical field. And it seems like we have to go back thousands of years to find it in Ayurveda, in Chinese medicine, of course, more commonly now in homeopathic medicine, naturopathy. And Dr. Batar, that's advanced medicine.
That's exactly right. It's true and it's tried. It's withstood the test of time. And there's a reason that all these different varying traditional, old, ancient, whatever you want to call it, from different cultures and you know, transcending geographical boundaries, that they have the same universal principles of elimination, improving, you know, gut function, liver, lymphatics, et cetera, et cetera. And think about it. How many doctors, when you go to, from on the traditional side, do they look at elimination? How many doctors will look at elimination? I mean, the only time a doctor would look at elimination is if there's some kind of obstruction. So if the person's constipated, they're impacted, you know, they have fecal impaction, they haven't had a bowel movement in 10 days, 15 days, or they've got a kidney stone, they can't pass their urine. That's the only time to start looking at elimination. Otherwise, let me take that back. You're looking for urinary output, like post-surgical or ICU type stuff. But on a regular everyday basis, when you're evaluating a person's health, nobody looks at elimination, or very few people look at elimination. And even some of the naturopaths that we've talked about, Robert, before, right?
Yes.
You're talking about this antibiotic and that antibiotic or
right.
issues. I mean, it's ridiculous. So just looking at pathways of elimination, like the Ayurvedic traditions and the Chinese, and mm-hmm. and there's a lot of things, even in homeopathy, it's all about elimination, detoxification. It's getting the things moving in the body. Remember that you take in nutrients, but you're also expelling waste. So if your waste isn't being expelled, it's being retained in your body, and it's going to cause a problem. If it's not causing a problem, it's going to cause a problem over time. And so this is one of the things that people have failed to understand. If you eat three times a day, you need to have three bowel movements a day. If you eat twice a day, you should have two bowel movements a day. If you eat three times or four times or five times a day and you only have a bowel movement every third day, there's a massive problem going on.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Doctors don't address that very basic fundamental concept of elimination. So that goes back to what you were saying. It's not that we have a lack of... It goes back to Declan's question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we were born with a deficiency of a certain type of drug. We just have to understand how the body works and start to honor that and facilitate that process to enhance the metabolic pathways and how the body normally works.
And remember, the mycobacterium is an opportunistic in a body that has become toxic, deficient, etc. And again, we talk about emotional toxicity, all of the things that are listed in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away as well. But, you know, the idea that you're just, hey, look, we'll take your blood, we'll give you this number, we'll tell you whether you should be freaking out or not.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
That's not advanced medicine, folks. This is. Dr. Bitar, we are out of time. Another great episode. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. And remember, the archives are available at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, here on GCN Live. And, of course, advancedmedicine.com now has it. AskDrBitar.com is also another great site. We've got them all linked up in the show notes with the upcoming events. Dr. Bitar, I'm giving you a little extra time to warm up for the finale here because you need to tell them what they need to know because it's time to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Oh.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.